Plans to fast-track the dumping of millions of tonnes of dredge spoil onto a wetland area at Abbott Point in North Queensland could be approved by Christmas. Yesterday, the Queensland government released more than 2,000 pages of preliminary documentation about the dredging and the dumping project, and the federal government has given the community 10 working days to respond. Previous plans to dump the dredge spoil inside the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park met with strong criticism, but so too has this revised plan to dump the spoil onshore. Greg Borschmann is speaking with Ellen Roberts, coordinator of the Mackay Conservation Group.
The wetlands, they're around the current Abbott Point coal terminal, and they're a mix of estuarine and freshwater wetlands, a very important and significant habitat for migratory birds. You get tens of thousands of migratory birds every year. They do alternate seasonally between the wet season when they're flooded and full of water and the dry season as they are now.
You were only there 2 weeks ago. Are they in any way degraded?
There's obviously having an operating coal port in any environmentally sensitive area is going to have an impact on that area, but there's still a lot of animals and birds that use the area, and even the operator of the coal terminal who showed us around on the tour was talking about, you know, seeing the migratory birds coming in, seeing the coastal animals coming in as well.
So do we know how much of the wetlands will be lost or destroyed or degraded by this proposal?
Well, the wetlands cover a total of 5,000 hectares. The area that's proposed for the dumping of dredge spoil is about 700 hectares. Then there's also a proposal for a very large rail embankment, the rail lines that will be bringing the coal in from the huge coal mines in Western Queensland. So if you add those two projects together, then it's about half that will be affected.
So what sort of engineering works, apart from the rail embankment, what sort of other engineering works will be required?
Well, the proposal from the Queensland Government is to build a huge bund wall around that rail embankment, and also bunds for the settling ponds. So what they want to do is dredge 1.5 million of cubic metres from the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Area, bring that dredge slurry, is what it's called, onto the land and put that in settling ponds.
So do we know why these wetlands have been chosen as the dump site? Has there been or is there a credible rationale?
Well, I think what we can see here operating is just simple economics. When the project involved offshore dumping, it was said that that was the cheapest option. And again, here, with the ability to pipe the dredge slurry directly onshore, then again, it's simply economics. I mean, this is coming at a time when the thermal coal price in particular is very low, and there's lots of international investment houses questioning the viability of large thermal coal expansions like we're seeing. So the economics are very tight, and they've just chosen the cheapest option, but unfortunately one that's very environmentally destructive.
So what's changed? Earlier this year, the Queensland government itself, North Queensland Bulk Ports, were both advocating offshore dumping to protect sensitive coastal areas. Presumably, Kaylee Valley is one of those places.
Oh, very much so. And we know that there's a lot of hydrological connectivity, a lot of connectivity between the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Area and these very important wetlands. They act as a filter for the reef. They act as a place where fish can breed. So they are very important, very sensitive. Earlier this year, there was a great deal of community, international concern about the impacts of dumping of dredge spoil offshore. And Jeff Seeney announced in the middle of this year that the Queensland government had seen the light on dumping dredge spoil offshore and were now going to pursue an onshore option. But all this has unfolded extremely rapidly. The proposals come about. Greg Hunt has been pushed to fast-track the approvals of this process, and the Queensland government is keen to start work in January.
You've got 2 weeks, 10 working days to wade through and comment on the Queensland government's 2,370-page environmental impact report. What realistically can you do in that time?
Yeah, we're very concerned about the short timeframes. I mean, we've seen the implications of fast-tracking the approvals of projects, for example, what we saw in Gladstone. We certainly don't want to see that again. And, you know, the federal government said earlier this year that they do rely on community groups like ours to understand the environmental impacts of projects, to have a role in monitoring those projects. And yet, you know, we only get 10 working days to go through all that material and make assessments. It's going to be very difficult for us to do that, and we're very disappointed in the way that Greg Hunt is handling this approvals process.
Can you propose alternatives? For example, extending the trestle jetty to avoid the need for dredging in the first place? That's something that's been talked about before.
A number of groups have proposed alternatives, taking the dredge material completely off-site and away, as you say, from these sensitive coastal areas. The extension of the trestles is also something that other groups have talked about, particularly tourism operators, and removing the need for dredging. Those are certainly alternatives that have been raised.
So dredging is due to start next March. Environment Minister Greg Hunt's office says a federal decision under national environmental law is unlikely before the end of this year. So where does that leave the project?
Well, I mean, the Queensland government is really keen to get going on it, you know, and they want to have this built next year. They want to be sending signals to the international financial markets that this is a viable concern at the same time that there are real question marks around it. So Queensland is facing a situation where we could have a taxpayer-funded project built by the Queensland government that doesn't actually have a coal mine that's going to be exporting coal through it. So what we're looking at is rushed through environmental destruction for no reason. That's really the risk that we've got here. And particularly if we're looking at construction in a very short time frame, in a very complex engineering and ecological environment in a wetland during the wet season for a project that hasn't been attempted like this before, you know, we've really got to question what kind of mistakes are potentially going to be made, what kind of environmental disasters are we actually looking at.
So what are the implications for not just the reef, you've mentioned that briefly, but also World Heritage if the wetlands are lost or seriously degraded?
One of the main issues that the Great Barrier Reef faces is water quality. And if we get, you know, a catastrophic failure of the project, then we get a whole lot of sediment going back into the reef. There will potentially be sediment going into the reef even from the settling ponds as they're, you know, operating under normal conditions. And we also need to be retaining wetlands as important filters when we have flood events, natural flood events. Wetlands play a very important role in filtering sediment before it enters the Great Barrier Reef. This is a huge issue that many groups, organisations, farmers, etc. are working on how to minimise sediment into the reef. So that's why we need to be very much protecting filters like wetlands, like the Cowley Valley wetlands.
Ellen Roberts is the coordinator of the Mackay Conservation Group, speaking with our environment editor, Greg Borschman. And the spokesperson for the Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, has told us on RN Breakfast a decision was, quote, unlikely before the end of the year.